Hello, everyone. You will be later finding out why my voice sounds like this, but what I would like to say is July 21st, exclusive on Spotify. The only place you'll be able to listen to this podcast is on Spotify. So drop whatever the fuck you're doing right now. You're like, you're literally listening. I'm listening to your podcast. Go press follow on Spotify of Call Her Daddy. Download Spotify. It's fucking free. I don't want there to be any dads left behind. I love you. It's free. Go download Spotify. Good night. Goodbye. Let's do this episode.
This episode is presented by Sparkling Ice. Turn up summer with Sparkling Ice. They have over 17 anything but subtle flavors, all made with zero sugar and packed with vitamins and antioxidants. Iced tea and lemonade, strawberry watermelon, tropical punch, peach nectarine. Yum. Crank up the flavor. Sparkling Ice. Anything but subtle. This episode is brought to you by Azo Vaginal Health Products. Most women will experience a yeast infection during their lifetime, but it is time to stop giving women's health the silent treatment. I think sometimes we get so anxious, we don't want to deal with it. Well, actually, yeast infections, you're like, I actually have to deal with this. I literally am so fucking itchy right now. That is what Azo products are for. They have an entire line of products designed to help balance your vaginal pH and protect your vaginal health. Azo Complete Feminine Balance helps restore the balance of good bacteria and for protection from yeast and urinary tract issues. Try Azo Dual Protection. Azo, care that goes there. Daddy gang, you can save 20% with the promo code PODCAST at azoproducts.com. That's azoproducts.com.
This episode is brought to you by eBay. You know real when you get it, right, Daddy Gang? It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. So ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Tap the banner to learn more.
What is up, Daddy Gang? It is your founding father, Alex Cooper, with Call Her Daddy.
Well, would you just look at that? Welcome back to another episode of Call Her Daddy. Daddy is fucking home. I am officially in New York City, and I am fucking pumped. If you guys remember, I told you last week, we are about to engage in a 2-week bender. This episode is about to be a little bit like a vlog style. I have never done a podcast like this. I don't know if anyone's ever done it. I'm going to try it out, okay? I want you guys to feel like my New York trip. You are drunk. You are hungover with me. You're like, keep that energy to your fucking self, Alex. I am so excited to be here. I'm not gonna lie. I literally got off the plane and almost started fucking crying like a little baby back bitch because I just got so emotional. I'm like, holy fuck, I missed this place. New York is so familiar by this point. I know my go-to bodegas and my delis and my fucking curbs that I've thrown up on. I'm like, God, I miss the smell of the fucking garbage. I missed New York traffic. I literally was like in the Uber getting emotional because I'm like, oh my God. And the man is like, oh man, we'll be there soon. Don't worry. Sorry about the traffic. I'm like, no, I'm crying because I'm happy. I missed it. I wanted to sit in 3 hours of traffic. It just feels good to be back, guys. And I'm not going to lie, as I'm sitting here, I'm in the Bowery Hotel right now. Lauren is getting ready for tonight. Say hi.
Hey, hey.
I got emotional because I think I'm like, dude, I fucking love New York so much. Did I fuck up? I'm like, should I have not moved? Like, I made it, like, my decision to move during quarantine after going through, like, 2 breakups in the city, I was like, get me the fuck out of here. And now I'm like, wait, am I about to text my boyfriend being like, hi, I'm moving back to New York. So figure out what you're going to do. But Henry and I are popping over to the big fucking Apple. That's literally what's going through my head right now. I'm about to go out tonight, but those are just my initial feelings. Like, fuck, am I about to come back? I don't know. Anyways, first stop of the night, we're going to dinner, but I'm not going to lie. The biggest question of the night, and we're starting off this fucking episode. Here we go. The biggest question is, will I, in fact, end up at Marquee Nightclub tonight? Stay tuned.
Good morning. Hello. Hello. Dude, tag me in that. Hello, 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 Daddy Gang. I'm currently in bed with another person. Sir, say hi.
Hi, Daddy Gang.
Lauren and I woke up. We both missed therapy. We literally woke up. My extensions that I did actually bring some clip-ins are in the bathroom, knotted up. Lauren and I are laying in bed with no pants on. And let's just say I did, in fact, return to the good old Marquee Nightclub. I felt like I was having like flashes, like I was seeing things of like the bouncer. I kept thinking I was seeing the bouncer from my past. Can you guys imagine? It's like Bouncer Bruno and I lock eyes. He like still works there and he sees me. He's like, not this bitch again. No. I didn't get kicked out, which was great. We actually had a really good time. Who knew Marquee has a bar? Like, we were literally like, we literally have always been table rats. And so for the first time in my life, I was like, let's go to the Marquee bar. And I met so many Daddy Gang there. Shout the fuck out. You guys were amazing. And that was a Wednesday night. Now it's Thursday. I have a meeting.
You have a meeting with Forbes. I'm going to go try to make my ex-boyfriend have sex with me.
Dude, Lauren this morning was like, wait, what do you have at 1 o'clock? I was like, I have a meeting with Forbes. She was like, and I was like, fuck, like I need to like get my life together. And Lauren was like, okay, perfect. You have a meeting with Forbes and I'm trying to go get dick. Tell them why you want to go meet up with him.
Okay, so the last time we had sex, which was December, I left New York like right before Christmas, before I went on vacation. And it was like, it was hands down the best sex of my entire life. Like, it was like angry and like, fuck you. And like, I hate you. You know what I mean, though? Like, the best type of, like, fuck yes. You sex. I think we were both like, I'm going to make you orgasm, and you're going to remember that orgasm.
Yeah.
And so I would love to have that today. So my plan, when I was texting him, I was like, I'll be in the city. Like, do you still want to meet up? And he was like, yeah, like, do you want to do, like, I was like, do you want to get coffee and, like, go for a walk? And he was like, well, actually, like, I can't, like, walk right now. My foot's hurt. So I'm like, oh, your foot's hurt. You just stay put. I will come to the coffee shop that is connected to your apartment because I don't want you to walk. I don't want you to hurt your foot. And like maybe, you know,
halfway through the coffee.
I don't feel comfortable using the restroom in this coffee shop. Like, can we just go back? Mind you, the apartment he lives in is the apartment like we used to live in together. Dude. He still lives in... That's gonna trigger.
Dude, I actually think it's so smart because like people may be wondering like, wait, Lauren, like I thought you were so over it, like 7 year like breakup, like you're free, like this is the thing. Sex with an ex is better sometimes than with a boyfriend because it's however, and let me be very clear, your sex with him is going to be good. However, if the sex then got consistent with the ex, then it would go back to being shit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you start having sex with your ex-boyfriend all the time, then it's just not going to be as good. It needs to be random one-offs that are so heated in the moment. It's so spontaneous.
Like, fuck you. I hate your guts.
Like, our relationship sucked. Fuck off. And then it's like knowing you won't also see each other and you're not going to talk to each other again for a while.
No, like, I literally, like, we're going to have sex and, like, okay, please pray for me that we have sex. When was the last time you had sex with some shit? Like, what was that, like, meet-up sex like?
Dude, he's like, please stop talking about me. I'm sorry, but those toxic ones, you can't help it. You have to talk about the toxic dick. 2 years passed, and we had not spoken to each other, and we matched on Raya. So we meet up, and we had a crazy night, and we
were having crazy fucking sex. Like, I just remember being so psychotic. Like, I was saying, like, oh my fucking God, I haven't seen this dick in so long. I want to, like, call me a fucking whore and, like, call me your slut. And, like, did you miss this pussy? And, like, blah, 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 blah. And we had crazy sex. No. Yeah, guys, then I started fucking him, like, consistently. And we thought that we were going to make it work and that we were going to fucking date again. And then it got so convoluted and fucked up, and it was exactly why we broke up the first time. So the moral of the story is, fucking your ex has to have a time limit on it, which is basically close to impossible to do sometimes, unless you're literally physically,
like,
distanced.
You're saying, like,
no,
clock strikes 30 minutes and I'm,
no,
like, I'm out.
No, you're not putting a timer on your phone. You're like, that's it, we gotta wrap it up. No, this is the issue for you, Lauren. You're in a good position because you do not live here anymore.
Sketchy territory.
That would be too scary. So in the best way, like, you are about to one and done this fucker and then you're leaving and you have no option. And, like, even if you're like, ooh, like that. No, I also know you. I wouldn't be, like, fully allowing you to go to this if you were, like, anywhere in your feels. Like, you have zero feelings left. So it's like, great. You're just, like, in it for the sex. You're a monster. I love it. Mine was different because Slim Shady and I both lived in New York, and then it took the turn. The weeknight hangout got introduced, and I remember that moment. It was a big moment because I could have just kept the boundary of, no, like, let's just see each other on Friday night, but I went.
And actually, now saying that, I think we need a more definitive line. It's like, it's the rule of sixes. The first six would be, it needs to be, if you're fucking your ex, 6 months or less post breakup. Because you still have that, like, hatred lingering in there, Lauren, like you're saying, of like, oh, I hate you. We can have hate sex. But after that 6 months mark, say you come back in a year together, maybe the hate almost wore off. And then it's like, oh, I don't see the hatred anymore. Maybe we can make this work again. Like, literally me and Slim Shady, maybe we can make this work again. 2 years. Oh my God. All the memories are flooding in and you forget how much you hate that dick. So then it's almost like 6 years. You got a time window of 6 months or 6 years. If you don't get in the 6 months, go to the 6 year mark, because you will literally be different people. And if you reconnect and you fuck after the 6 years, that's probably, like, you're meant to be together. Sorry. So hurry up, everybody, scrambling for 6 months. You're like, fuck, gotta get my fuck in. Gotta get my fuck in. Okay, so Lauren and I are gonna get.
Oh my gosh.
What?
He said, hey, I never heard from you, so I made plans to go to Blake and Blaze. So I'm on the way there now. Fuck you.
Wait,
oh, you.
Wait, what?
He's leaving for the beach at 7:30 today. At 7:30, it's 11 a.m.
So he just canceled on you.
Fuck you.
Oh. Fuck you. Dude, you, this is the thing. You.
I'm enraged.
I can tell. Dude, the thing about this is Lauren's ex-boyfriend just canceled on her. I think that I would say, if we were, like, playing a game here, like, don't answer. Because, like, we'll see him. You can get him. Who gives a fuck? Dude, read them your fucking text.
I'm staying at the Bowery Hotel. I can look something up between the two of us. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. We can just get coffee and bagels as well. Let me figure out my exact work schedule Thursday, and I'll let you know timing. I'm so excited to be back in New York City. And he goes, okay, yeah, let's do something simple versus heavy. I may or not eat before unless there's some healthier options at the spot. I said, oh my gosh, are you a skinny person now? What?
Wait, and so what? Yeah, wait, why also is he telling you he's not going to eat before?
I don't know.
He's like, do they have granola there? Like, just double checking the menu. If not, we got to switch the loco. Like, what?
Wait, text him back.
Fuck you, asshole.
What did you say? You said, oh, cool.
I said, oh, cool.
I think you have to be upfront. Who gives a fuck? We're not playing games. Literally say, so am I not seeing you today? You have literally nothing to lose. Send the double text. Who gives a fuck? That's the vibe. Anybody listening, if you're like, oh, should I? Always know, what's the goal? Lauren, you want to have sex? You want to see him? Fucking do it. You have nothing to lose. We don't give a fuck.
Bombs away. I sent it.
Guys suck. We will check back in.
I'm trying to fuck someone in spite of him now.
Okay, great. So Lauren's going to try to fuck someone. Next time you guys hear from us, we will be in the Hamptons. Goodbye. Okay, I'm now officially in the Hamptons. Lauren's boyfriend did not answer.
Fuck you.
And so she's...
I'm not my ex-boyfriend, not my boyfriend.
Oh my God, her boyfriend didn't answer. Sorry, ex-boyfriend, Jesus Christ. So he is now officially...
blocked.
He's blocked. This is the update of our Hamptons house. There is a
bushel. Is that not even the right word? What do we call it? Like, there is a herd of men directly living next to us. And when I tell you, I'm sitting here staring at about 8 men on a porch. That is about to get scary. I'm like, not nervous. I'm excited for what is to come, but I'm also nervous. Like, what is this? To my boyfriend, I love you so much. Imagine like, listen, this is how mature I'm getting. I was like, damn, like I'm going to call him and tell him that there's literally an entire house of guys. There's a frat house, literally. And I'm like, I can imagine if he was at a fucking Hamptons house with his friends and there's like 8 fucking... A sorority house across the fucking way. I would be like, oh, that's so cute. You're moving. You're leaving. So he was very mature about it. And he just told me to lock all the doors and turn on the alarm. I'm like, okay, they're not. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. They're like so creepy. They're so creepy. Weirdos. Anyways, they look really hot. And so we'll be updating you guys, but we're going to go to this bar, the Gray Lady tonight. Thankfully, the woman that spray tanned us last night is like, has the hookup of like some bouncer at the door. So instead of me being the enemy to the bouncers now, I'm hopefully going to like get an in and be friends with them. Okay. Over and out. Well, good morning, everyone. We officially had our first night out in the Hamptons, and it is now the morning, and I am feeling it. There's so many things that are happening. Lauren, what are you eating? A grape leaf. At 11 a.m. in the morning. Okay. So let's get into the updates, because there's just one important one. I got kicked out of the bar. Yes, you heard that right. I got kicked out of a bar last night. And you know what? I'm fucking pissed about it, because I was not on that marquee level. I actually was fucking keeping it together and I got fucking kicked out. Let me tell you what happened. Our driver, Ziggy, picked us up. Love him. He was like our fucking rock of Gibraltar. What? Anyway, so we were at our first spot. We were having fun, but Lauren and I were like, not enough. We got to ramp it up. Let's go to this place called Rushmeyer's. I didn't know what it was, but I was like, everyone talks about it. I want to go. So we get in the car and we go to Rushmeyer's and we show up, and there's literally like, when I say sardines, like sar fucking deans, and there are literally bodies of people just like checked up against the windows, and it's like, that's where you're going in. And so there's such a long line outside, and like, I'm like, I don't fucking know anyone in the Hamptons. Like, does anyone know how to get into this place? So Big Al does the only thing she can do, and she just tries to pull out her wallet and show a couple 50s. And I go up to the bouncer. I'm like, I'm really going to try to make good with the bouncers, guys. I've learned my lesson from Marquee. Like, sauce them up, you know, like get comfy with the bouncers. I'm like, sir. And then I'm like, oh, like, sir. And I pay this guy off and he lets us in. And I'm like, jackpot. This is perfect. Like, ladies, let's go. We have like, what, 6 girls with us? So we go inside and we barely get inside. Guys, this place is so fucking packed. It's one of those places that, one, you can barely talk to people. Like, that's not even fucking fun. Like, we didn't even have fun. Like, I'm like, wait, this is not fun. Let's go to the other place. But we're like, all right, we want to feel what it's like. So we get inside, barely get inside, and we're like shuffling. We're doing like a little like koopy shuffle. Like, we're like shuffle, shuffle. And we are getting like literally a square foot each minute. Finally, we start making it to the tables. And I remember Andy was like, my friend has a table. If we could just get back there. We're like trying to crowd surf to get back there. We're like, how do we get back there? So after literally like 30 minutes of like piling through bodies to get back there, we see the table section, and it looks literally terrifying. And so we're all kind of like, wait, do we even want to go in there? And so we're standing in the in-between, between like the bar area and the table section. We're all kind of like, fuck. I'm like, Andy, like, I don't know if I want to go back there. She's like, I'm going back there. Let's crowd surf to get back there. I'm like, no. And as we're all debating if we want to go back there, a bouncer, not Bouncer Bruno, but a bouncer. What was he? He was like a Gerald. Like, he was like, he was a Vinny. He was a Vinny. Oh, fucking hate Vinnies. He comes up to us and he's like, let me see your wristbands. And all of us kind of like looked out at our wrists, and I'm like, I don't have a wristband. I'm like, hey, where is my wristband? And he's like, you don't have wristbands? You're out of here. And so I'm thinking, okay, who gives a fuck? So we can't go into the VIP area. Like, I don't give a fuck. And then he's like, no, you're out of here. And I'm like, no, I know. Like, we don't have to go into VIP. He's like, no, you're out of the bar. He opens the back door of the bar. We just so happen to be standing right up. We're like, wait, hold up. This bouncer is literally telling all six of us to get the fuck out of the bar. Lauren is first to go. All of a sudden, I'm like standing my ground in the bar. Lauren's gone. Lauren's out into the night of the Hamptons. And Andy and I are like going at it. We're like, what the fuck? He was like, I've had it with you guys. Like, I'm like, well, you've had it with us. Like, we just fucking met you. Like, and we're like fucking losers that just paid to get in. And now we're just getting kicked out. Like, we're like, what? I'm like, fuck. Like, I really fucked this one up. Like, full fucking losers. Like, people are staring at us and like, there's six girls just fully getting kicked out of this bar. I'm like, how is this happening to me again? Because this is a moment where I realized, Daddy Gang, I know there's a level in which Marquis, the story I told, listen, you guys, I know the boundary that I should get kicked out of a club. I will take myself out of that club. I'm aware. But in this moment, I felt slighted. I felt wronged. I was like, I did not fuck up Marquis level. I did not fuck up Marquis level. Like, you cannot kick me out of this bar. I deserve to be at this bar. And I got kicked out still. And there the six of us are, no, five, because Lauren's gone, standing in the pouring rain with no dignity left and no fucking wristbands. Dude, and then I think, I'm pretty sure someone was like, oh, Dave Portnoy is here. So I texted Dave and I'm like, are you at Rush Myers? Because I'm like, Dave will get me back in. And Dave's like, no, like my girlfriend's like being like, whatever. Honestly, Dave is probably in fucking Miami. He's pretending like he's in the Hamptons. Dave, I already know you're definitely still in fucking Miami. Finally, I'm like, there's no service in the Hamptons. So I snap back into like reality mode and I'm like, where's Lauren? I'm literally like, where's Lauren? All of a sudden, I see Lauren turn the corner with like a brigade of people, including the head fucking bouncer that I had just paid off. And she's turning, because we're in the back of the fucking building, and Lauren turns the corner and is like marching up with her fucking arms literally like swaying left and right. And she's like hand in hand with the bouncer. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, Lauren, what's going on? And you're like, I went and found the bouncer. We're like getting back in. And the bouncer that I paid off was like, I'm so fucking sorry. I did not give you guys wristbands. I completely forgot. And he's like, I'm getting you back in. And we, at that point, my hair is slicked back to the back of my fucking head. I literally look so horrendous. My spray tan is streaked. And I'm like, I don't even want to go back in, man. But then we're like, all right, let's just go back in for 2 seconds just for the pride of it. Like, we got to just step back in so we can step the fuck out. But like, we made that decision, not Vinny. Fuck you. So we left. We called Ziggy up and we go literally back to the original bar that we were at. We continue to party. And then Lauren and I came home pretty late night and I made a sandwich. I made a ham and cheese sandwich.
I had
grape leaves, you fucking weirdo. And then we went to bed. So that was our night last night. It was a nice little good. That was our kickoff to the Hamptons.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Some things work so well. It's basically magic. Like my favorite highlighters that I'm like, wow, how did you all of a sudden make me look glowing? And you know what else really works, Dottie Gang? Shopify. It is a global commerce platform that helps you sell. I've seen a big difference in my online merch sales. They are especially good at turning browsers into buyers. I can see someone that's been on the site but didn't check out, or someone that checked out and then is revisiting the site. Like, if you want to grow your business, Dottie Gang, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/unwell. Well, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/unwell.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Let's watch TV. Lauren and I are sitting on the couch still. We haven't moved. We're still recovering. And we were just having girl talk. I was like, pick up the fucking microphone. She just admitted something to me. okay? And I think I commend her for the honesty. And I think it's something that a lot of you will be able to relate to as well. Lauren basically just told me, I blocked him. I blocked my ex on everything. Instagram, his phone number, everything.
Venmo, Snapchat.
Yes, the whole thing. Comcast, Netflix. But she was like, I'm going to be honest. Lauren knows the entire friend group that he's with this weekend and where they are. And she just
like, said, they're my friends. I was at this trip last 4th of July.
Yes. And she was like, and I've been looking at everyone's Instagram stories. Like, I've been like going to like whoever was tagged in this one girl's story, I'm going to theirs. Like, I'm checking to see if I can see him in stories. And like,
it's, I'll catch him in the background and like freeze the frame, be like, who is he standing next to? What is he doing?
Dude. And it's like, thank you for saying that though. Cause I was just saying to Lauren, like, I've done that. I've caught a boyfriend cheating doing that. So it does. But again, he's not your boyfriend. I know he's your ex. But like, I want to just one normalize. Like, I think it's okay to admit like everyone stalks, and like it's. But I think you're sitting here now being like, I don't want to for the rest of this weekend.
And I was this wasn't a habit I had been doing. Like I had, and I was like, whoa. I'm like refreshing Instagram stories.
Yeah, and I feel like it's because you're in New York. You just had a taste of potentially seeing him. You're like now almost like regressing, and you're like back to.
Oh, I'm full regressing.
Right, and it's like, okay, wait, hold on. Your life has been great. You're happy. You just got kind of like sucked into this for a minute, and I feel like that happens. Like we were just talking, like. Can you really even be friends with an ex?
I thought I could, but apparently I don't think I can.
I think the answer is no. Like, I literally do not see. Maybe if you have like a child together and it's like your fucking baby daddy and you have to be like civil, but even civil is different than friends.
Yeah.
And I think that you have really teetered a line of like trying to be friends with him. Because you guys, see, this is the fucked up thing. I know I used to always joke and be like, it's easier when someone cheats. But, like, it's hard because, like, when you have a relationship that ended not in a tumultuous way and it was just, like, it ended and, like, it just wasn't meant to be, it does weirdly leave a door open that, like, cracked that, like, well, we don't hate each other. Like, we could still talk at times. Like, I've known him so long. Like, he's been such a big part of my life. He was my best friend at one point. Like, I want to make sure he's doing okay. But that doesn't really seem possible to me when this person has also been, like, inside of you. And, like, you guys used to fuck. And, like, you know what I mean? And, yeah. Like, so, I don't know. We were just sitting here talking about, like, do you really think you can ever be friends with an ex? And, like, I'm going to go as far to say no. Because I've tried. And I don't think you can be, especially if you're trying to be open to new opportunities. If like right now, if I think about myself, that's why I ended things with door number 3 fully, because it was like, we would have been like on good terms and like friendly, quote unquote. But then I have my new boyfriend. And what am I going to do? Like still be friendly and have door number 3 casually texting me when like, hey, congrats on this on the Spotify deal, or like, hey, this. It's like, you can't. Because then it doesn't leave room for like a new person to fully come in and be like 100% in your life.
Wow. Preaching to me on this Saturday morning.
We're really
calming my Saturday morning scaries.
I know, like the drizzle of the rain. We're both sitting here. Yeah, it's, I don't know.
If you ever have Saturday morning scaries, just call up Big Al. She's gotcha.
I've got you.
I think there's 2 things to take from this. Anyone listening that's been like trying to be friends with an ex, take this as a sign. No, you don't need to be friends with an ex. Also, with the stalking thing, I'm going to be honest. I think that if you're still stalking an ex from the past, that says a lot about the lack of progress you've probably made in moving on. And I know that's hard to hear, but if you're still looking at someone from your past, why? I get it. They were part of your life. But like, no. Why are you still looking at them? That says that you haven't fully moved on. And the day that you stop going on your fake account and checking his profile and checking the new girl's profile that he's talking to is the day that you definitely can know, oh, I've moved on. Focus on the future, not the past. Okay, so the plan for the rest of the weekend, we're about to shower and then we're going to meet up hopefully with a bunch of people and we will check back in and hopefully it's another eventful night and we can come back tomorrow morning and give you the goddamn tea.
Ziggy, see you soon.
Over and out.
Good morning, everyone. I officially do not have a voice left. And I'm so, I would say horrified, but honestly, just so proud. So proud. Oh yeah, happy 4th of July. Fuck. I'm like, I can't go out another night. I'm like, oh, it's 4th of July. I have to. It's Sunday now. So this is, we've now gone out two nights in a row. First night we got kicked out of Rushmeyer's. And now another night under our belts. And this one was maybe more shocking than the last. I'm going to play for you the voice memos that Lauren and I took last night. One in the bathroom of and then on the highway of Montauk and then in our kitchen while we were drunkenly eating late night. It is so shocking what just transpired. Here you go. Bathroom. Go.
Okay, and then Lauren, tell them what's happening.
I thought that I was taking a wee chocolate and I took shroom chocolate and now I'm tripping.
Lauren comes over to me and says, oh my god, I thought I was taking a little wee gummy, like I will do this over drinking. Lauren is fully tripping and this is Saturday night.
Do you know what the worst part of tripping is?
What the fuck?
The night did not end there. We kept on going. I had no intention of tripping in the Hamptons this weekend.
It also concerns me. Like, I remember recording that in the bathroom, but I also know there was like 10 people in that fucking bathroom. And we're like, hold on, sorry, I'm just recording the podcast. Can you guys be quiet for a minute? And we're like, what? So the night keeps going. We go back to the table.
There's a man there.
No, there's a man.
There's a man. And I'm vibing with this man.
She did a little bit more than hit it off with him, ladies and gentlemen. Here is us in the car on the way home
Saturday night.
It's really not funny.
I really liked her. he literally has put his entire hand down my pants. No shame, entire hand down my pants.
So you gotta make out, but you almost got.
I got a makeout.
Was it good?
Oh, it's going down.
Oh, see, that's all we need to hear. Honestly, I look back now, walking into that area, and I kept looking at him so aggressively, like holding the back of your hip body. Now I know where his hands were within the hip body motion. I didn't understand that there was more than a makeout going on.
Daddy gang, we are, we're cruising down the freeway, heading home.
Dude, now sitting here listening to it, I remember in that moment, I had no idea that was happening.
Love that I was being sneaky as fuck.
You were, yeah, I literally thought you guys were just like grinding.
No, honestly, if I was grinding, I'd be more embarrassed about that.
No, that's true. That's true. You're like, okay, at least I was getting it in. And let me just be very clear, the night does not stop there. Get ready, get your snacks, because you're about to sit down at our kitchen table with us at 2 a.m. while we debrief.
Yeah, and Lauren's happy, and you just came home, and you're like, I'm feeling good.
Alex, we were sitting at the bar, and he put his entire hand and fingered me while we were sitting at the bar.
Was it good?
I mean, no, we were sitting at a bar, but I was like,
whoa.
Put your hand in my pants while we're sitting at the bar. Yeah, I'm down for that. Okay, wait, I gotta, like...
pee?
No, but I explode almost.
Oh, explode. I'm just going to poop. The moral of the story, as I'm eating my ham sandwich. Hold on. The moral of the story is this. Wherever you are, we love you. And we can't wait to hang out with you.
Dude. You're like, I gotta go explode. I'm like, let's keep that in the podcast for sure. I actually really respect you when in that moment just being like, no. Was not good, but like you enjoyed it. Was the
it
vibe.
Added to the moment. It was like, ooh, hot, heavy, steamy, ooh, fun.
Yeah, like you may have not like owed from it. There was no clit stimulation. No. You had a good time.
It was butthole stimulation.
Yes. Wait, okay, can we clarify? You didn't even, okay, so later that night, Lauren continues to tell me that she's pretty sure that it was not a finger in the vagina. It was a finger.
Yeah.
It's going somewhere. But it was not in the vagina.
No.
Lauren.
My hypothesis is that he was still tripping and maybe he front
thought the back door was the front door.
So he was fully fingering her asshole. Just to clarify if anyone's not catching on. Honestly, when we look back, like, I don't even have
I was wearing jeans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You were wearing jeans, to clarify. Like, this was not an easy get around. Like, he was really invested in getting in that asshole and getting up there. And that now explains the explosion later on because you were eating a little.
XOXO, we love you, butthole man.
Also, I will say, like, that may have been one of, like, the best nights that I've had in a really long time.
Same. I, like, sucks that, like, now it's 4th of July. I'm like, oh, like, how is tonight gonna top last night?
Yes.
But I think it's, like, the holiday weekend celebrating your deal. This is the first time I've seen you in over a month.
That's true. Like, I was about to say we have a pass, but I'm like, wait, we don't even have a fucking pass. I feel like everyone is, I actually feel like I woke up this morning and I was saying to Lauren, like, I'm reading through my DMs and everyone's like, whoa, daddy, like, I'm hungover with you too. I feel like everyone is raging. Like,
it was a frenzy out there. We blended in.
Dude, the first fucking big ass weekend I've had this summer is right now, and I will confirm Hot Girl Summer is on fire.
It's going down.
Yeah, it's like in fucking
thing. What did I say? It's going down.
Oh, it's going down. You're like, I'm like, are you going to hook up with me? You're like, oh, I'm getting
it. I was like, we cut it out because it's too painful.
Yeah.
But I was like, he's coming over later, Alex, and he's eating me out.
Yeah, and Lauren was like, you're not putting it in because the way I said that was so creepy. I'm going to actually, maybe we'll put it in right now.
I think he's going to like, eat me out later. This is more than a make out.
Okay. But anyways, so
10 out of 10 night.
Like, honestly, success. I don't think I would have changed one fucking thing.
No, same. And let's do it again.
Today is now 4th of July. And I'm not going to lie.
Big Al woke up this morning and said, I have the most saddening news. I'm like, oh God, like, did Mr. Sexy Zoo Man, like, break up with you last night?
Never.
Like, did Henry die? Like,
no. Knock on what?
What happened? And you're like, I think I have strep throat and I think I have to stay in. And I said, nope, 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 nope.
I know. So I'm like literally like my entire throat. I've been like trying to drink lemon water. But
you're
it's
about
like,
to spread strep throat through the entire Hamptons through the daddy gang.
Dude, the girl. Oh, my God. There was a girl last night. Also, we met her out. We had gone out with her at Marquee in the city. And now we met her. We saw her randomly in the Hamptons. And I was saying how my throat was starting to hurt last night. And she looked at me and she was like, wait. So has my throat has been hurting all week now too since Marquee. And I was like, wait, really? And she was like, yeah. And I was like drinking out of your drink the whole night, which I was like, wait, you were? I was like, wait, why are you drinking out of my drink? But she basically said that her throat has been hurting too. So apparently something fishy was going on at Marquee.
We're not lying. We've been getting up and close and personal with Daddy Gang.
Yes, I'm like fully sharing drinks with Daddy Gang. I'm like, okay, great. Now I guess Daddy Gang, we all have strep throat. Dope. But yes, I'm not going to be a pussy. I'm just going to power through and it's about to be a fucking day. Oh, my friend just texted me. He said, there's a big party on the beach in Montauk. It starts around 6 and it's going to go all night. He said, it's a great
party. On the beach?
I think so. He goes, it's a great party. I mean, I traveled 12 hours to come to it, so it better fucking be. I forgot. They literally came for this one party.
Oh.
Okay, Daddy Gang, we're going to relax and then we're going to get ready and we're going to go enjoy our 4th of July. And I guess, yet again, we'll see where the night takes us.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. It's Monday. Fuck. Ugh. To the couch to get the microphone. So I said, I don't have the strength to go to the couch to get the microphone. So I'm just recording on my phone. Good morning, everyone. It's Monday. And last night we went to a party that was themed. And we did not know we were going to a themed party.
They didn't tell anyone.
Nobody told us. Nobody told us. We showed up. No. Well, first of all, what did anything happen? Like, oh my God, I met the owner of Rush Myers last night. And I was like, dude, I'm going to just give it to you straight. It's not great. There's some. Okay. So we went to. We go with my friend and she has a table. And we got to a table and I'm not even trying to start drama. Like, it just, this is what happened. We get to the table and someone that was at the table was someone that I was supposed to go on a double date with an old very public friends, let's say that. And he is best friends, yeah, with Suit Man, and he was there. And it was like, I was like, fuck, are you gonna like try to kill me? Like, I was like, let's just like get out of the way. Like, are we okay? He was like, yeah, like, oh my God, we're totally fine. Do you still want to go on the date? And I was like, no, I have a boyfriend. But so that was like terrifying because I thought that I was about to get sniped.
Oh, this girl was there too.
Oh, I saw that too. Yeah, everyone was at that party. So then we leave from because everyone was doing ecstasy. And we were like, oh, we have to podcast in the morning. And everyone was like, that's perfect. Take ecstasy and then you'll really have something to podcast about in the morning. But we were like, you know, we're going to limit drugs to what.
I've never been offered so many drugs. Right? Every time someone offered me drugs, Alex was like, no, podcast.
I was like, please. I just knew. I already knew I was going to wake up and I was going to feel so shit this morning.
If I took Molly last night, I'd be dead.
Dude, I'd be dead, right? So I was like being our guardian angel, okay? I am your godfather. And so then Lauren and I.
Oh my gosh, you gave me nose spray.
Nose spray?
Nose spray. And I thought he was just giving me nose spray. So I'm like, okay, I'll spray my nose. Alex, it was ketamine. It was ketamine nose spray he gave me. I didn't feel anything though.
Oh my God, you took it?
Yes. He gave me ketamine nose spray.
Dude, I'm over here being like, guys, we didn't do drugs. And Lauren's like, yeah, we didn't. So Alex, he gave me this nose spray. Full ketamine. No.
I didn't feel a thing, though. Like, he gave me one spray, and I was like, what was that? And he was like, ketamine. I was like, I don't want ketamine.
Dude, what did you think you were doing when you put something up your nose just to clear your nostrils?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, yeah, Alex does have a cold. Maybe. Okay. So, Lauren. Okay. So, all right. Well, that's good. You didn't go into a K-hole.
Cause... No, I found nothing.
Okay. So then we go.
Ketamine was a letdown.
Dude, ketamine was a letdown. It was nothing like the shrooms or the ecstasy. And then Ziggy takes us to.
Poor Ziggy.
Ziggy has heard some shit. If our driver heard us this weekend, I imagine he could write a book about who he drives and what he hears.
See, normally you get in an Uber and the Uber hears you confess your life and then you never see the Uber again. We have to keep seeing Ziggy.
Every morning, it's like hi, Ziggy.
I respect Ziggy. It's just like, we just don't talk about last night. We act like last night never happened. Yeah. Ziggy puts on a new suit, and it's a new day.
True. He really does show up, and he's the most professional. And he doesn't, like, look us in the eyes like he's, like, seen us do bad shit. He's more of like a, yeah, new day, new girls. So we love you, Ziggy.
I sure have lost my shoes last night.
You, okay, yeah, we're getting there. So we get to this party, and Lauren and I look classy because we went and changed, and we took all of my friend's clothes, and we go to this party, and it is a mansion party on the beach. As we're walking down the swirly twirly gumdrop road, people are walking past us, and I see, like, everyone is, like, wearing like Circus Delay shit, and like I have a blazer on. I'm like, what is happening? Finally, we get to this beach party.
Why did they tell us it was themed?
I don't know. I think because
you only know it's themed if you get to go to the dinner.
Yeah, and we're not cool enough to go to the dinner. So people go to this dinner before, and I think they like spring the theme on them, and then they have costumes there for the people that are at the dinner. And then if you are going later, like us, and then there's no cell service.
No,
that's what.
Said. I lost you.
Yeah. So, and she couldn't text us to be like, hey, I have a fucking hat on that's like 10 feet tall and like my boyfriend is a zebra. Like she couldn't text us
My butt finger man was dressed as a woman.
Dude, we get there and I'm like, Lauren, go find your butt finger woman. Like you need a good
butt finger man.
Butt finger man. Sorry. But we get there and all my friends that we'd hung out from last night are there. And they are literally completely, like, whatever his name was. I don't want to use all their names in the podcast because, like, respect. But he was dressed like a fucking, literally, like, Zoolander. Okay, so Lauren finally finds her butt finger man. Shout out. And so then Lauren was, like, running around all night. Did he finger you last night?
No.
Oh, that's good. Did you get a make out?
No.
I was taking a lot of shots with the Rush Myers man. Shout
you
out.
Taking shots?
Yes.
Oh, so you were drunk.
Yes.
Okay, I knew I was drunk, but I didn't know if you were drunk.
Oh, too. I was up in the hills of the sand at the bars, and I was ripping shots. And then I met Rush Myers, man. And then, oh, and then I met people that knew my boyfriend. So anyway, so.
What did you sound like when you called him last night?
I have literally no idea what I said to him. And I felt so bad because I literally had no cell service the entire fucking night. So all of a sudden, he literally thought I was dead. And then I called him screaming, thinking you were kidnapped. That was literally, I had not talked to my boyfriend in like 6 hours. And I call him and I finally get home and I get cell reception. And he's literally like, hello. And I'm like, Lauren is kidnapped. And he's like, oh, it's nice to hear from you. So anyway, so shout out to the Rush Myers guy. Total miss. So he was like, who is the bouncer that threw you out? He was like, I want to know. And I was like, honestly, I have no idea. But in my podcast, I'm referring to him as Vinny. And he was like, wait, so that's not his name? I'm like, no, I just make names up on my podcast. So the Rush Myers guy was like, so nice, such a good dude.
Wait, I missed it.
Yeah, you were just looking into the clouds. And I was like, I have no idea what his name is. I just called him Vinny. Because whatever. But he was nice. And I was like, I don't want you to do anything to the bouncer. Like, it was a disaster. I didn't have a wristband. But overall, great guy. Great vibes. And he said that, oh my God. And then I think, dude, the fact that was at Rush Myers. Dude, there's so much happening. I don't know what's going on. So overall, like, great vibes from last night. And then
what was the second place we went to?
Oh my God. Overall, what a trip, you know? What a hell of a trip.
Yeah.
I have lost my liver and my soul. And check back in soon. Not on my phone, hopefully.
Okay. I'm, like, genuinely concerned people are going to listen to this episode and be like, was that Alex? It was me. My voice is coming back. Daddy gang, that is, yes, it's it for this week's episode, but it's kind of only the beginning of the world tour. What a fucking amazing trip this has been.
Yeah, a literal trip for me.
Larry with the zinger. Okay, we literally need to like go to sleep. It's crazy that the beginning of this journey, this Hamptons journey, which felt like it was a month. How many days was this? It was only three days. Yeah. It's crazy that it started with me like getting, I guess this Hamptons trip started with me getting kicked out of Rush Myers and ended with me having a drink with the Rush Myers guy and him being like, we should coordinate like an event with you. And I'm like, okay, see, things can turn around if you just believe and you got a little liquid courage and, you know, it was a good time.
Drink that Pedialyte, drink that emergency, because this is only just the beginning.
Dude, we are literally going to upload.
We are one third into our trip so far.
Yes, yes, it's hurting my throat. We are going to upload this, and then Wednesday, once you guys are listening to this, Lauren and I will be in the car heading back to New York City, and we're staying in New York till Friday.
I think I'm going to pass up Marquee this Wednesday.
I think I'm going to go back. I'm actually going to be at Marquee again this Wednesday. No. I have a couple meetings and things I have to do, but then we're flying to Chicago on Friday to get there in time for
New Bar Friday.
I was like, Lauren, what is New Bar Friday? Lauren literally goes to a new bar in Chicago with her friends every single Friday. So we're doing that. And then Saturday,
I rented a trolley.
There's a lot happening. Bring your shin guards. Wink, wink. If you listen to last week's episode, get ready. I'm personally terrified. But what I do know is if you guys liked this style, tell me. If you hated it, please tell me. Please let me know.
Give us feedback.
Yeah, let me know.
Leave us a Yelp review.
God, and you know, all I can say is, God damn it, I wish we could fly Ziggy to Chicago.
Oh, same.
Gonna miss you, Ziggs. Daddy gang, I will see you fuckers next Wednesday in Chicago.
This episode is brought to you by DoorDash. Want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. Daddy gang, I love being home. I love to be cozy, comfortable, laying on the couch. I can't tell you how many times I need something, but I am
too lazy to get up and get out of the house. And sometimes I need food or groceries, you name it. Dash Pass gets it delivered right to my door and yours too. It is only $9.99 a month, so I think it's a really good deal, Daddy Gang. So get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Terms apply. Sign up today.